For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. On election night earlier this month in Connecticut, the Secretary of the State's office unveiled a new system for towns to report vote totals. The Election Management System, EMS, is being applauded for delivering faster results to the public. It used to be that vote totals would be faxed from each town hall to the state. Then those numbers would have to be re-entered by state officials into a database. Secretary of State Denise Merrill says that led to errors in reporting. You'd either have to wait days in some cases for the votes to show up online, or you had to head over to the polling station to see if the results were posted. And how about those fax machines? It can't be easy for them to work on receiving faxes when polls are closing statewide at the same time.
And so the machines would jam, and, you know, it just wasn't a great process. And, of course, it was all not transparent to the public, so only we here in the office could see any of this.
Now, in advance of the election, the process begins with the town clerk entering the names of each candidate on the ballot into the new online election management system, or EMS. After polls close, the town's head moderator inputs the actual results.
And all you have to type in on election night are the numbers themselves. It then uploads automatically to our website, and so you get the results, you, the public, get the results in real time. Terrific improvement over how we were doing things before.
Mike Wyman is Tallinn's Democratic Registrar of Voters. He says that things went so well that his crew was able to get some of the statistical analysis that they do on the back end done early.
We had no problem in entering the data and saving it by district. So all in all, it worked very well, and we processed everything when we were pretty much done by 9:30, 20 to 10.
The system isn't perfect. Doug Hardy's biggest gripe was that there wasn't accompanying info to tell you how a race could be won. In East Windsor's municipal election to determine first selectman, for example, the top four vote-getters win, and there were eight names on the ballot. Hardy says you'd have to know what the rules were in a given town to know who won in that situation. But Hardy, who is the business manager of CT News Junkie, says the system is much improved. His wife, Christine Stewart, is editor-in-chief, and they stayed up until 2:30 in the morning monitoring results. But that's because he says they are a small outfit that covers the state as a whole. And in years past, they may not have gone to bed at all.
In the past, you just sort of throw your hands up and do the best you possibly can. This time around, it was refreshing.
The results are unofficial until they are certified by the state. This usually happens by Thanksgiving. Merrill says that EMS complaints were minimal, stuff like town moderators not remembering login information.
But we had people on staff that were answering questions. By and large, people seemed very happy with it.
Because of the amount of candidates on the ballot, Merrill says that she was most concerned about how the system would work in a municipal election season. She was happy with the results and the fact that 141 towns reported that night. Next year, her office will make it mandatory for each of the 169 towns in Connecticut that are going to the polls to report using EMS. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.